WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
In the legal world, January is known as Divorce Month. That's because typically couples file for a divorce this month more than any other month of the year. And this year, because of the pandemic, divorce lawyers are bracing for the number of filings to double compared to this time last year. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana has more.
The pandemic continues to cause high stress, uncertainty, financial strain, and grief. And some people are dealing with the stress of the pandemic on top of a crumbling marriage. Shannon Vincent is a health consultant from Evanston. She and her husband filed for divorce in December of 2019, more than a year ago, and her divorce still isn't finalized. That's because the pandemic froze a lot of things, including court proceedings.
There was a period of time from March to, honestly, like maybe beginning of June, nothing really happened. Like, I wasn't hearing from my lawyer, the courts were shut down, like everything just kind of stopped.
That's when state officials put COVID-19 restrictions in place. And that meant Shannon and her husband, who had just filed for divorce, put the process on hold and continued living together. They were working from home, and their children were doing virtual learning.
That was probably the most difficult period of time of my life so far. You know, there was just a lot of conflict, and it was very hard for me to find peace in my own house.
Family law attorneys think the uncertainty and financial strains were probably the reason divorce filings were down in 2020. Couples had to stop and think about what their immediate needs were. The lockdown was affecting their home lives and their parenting schedules. There were also concerns about health safety. Plus, the courts were closed. But as soon as courts began virtual proceedings last summer and families got through the holidays, filings are beginning to pick up. Vincent Stark is a divorce lawyer in Chicago. He says couples are beginning to file for divorce and cases are moving forward. According to the Cook County Circuit Court, in December 2019, there were 92 divorce filings compared to 177 in December 2020. And so far this year, in just the first month of 2021, Stark says it's been the busiest he has ever been in his 30-year career.
We're seeing people who have just kind of waited, let the year end, let the holidays, subside, and then after the first of the year, we usually see a spike in January.
Stark says in some ways, the coronavirus has made the court system easier to navigate for his clients, and it's saving them time and money.
Pre-COVID, when we would have to go to court, you'd have to sit in the court sometimes for an hour, hour and a half to wait for your case to be called. Now, you go on Zoom, your case is called within minutes, and you're done within 5 or 10 minutes. Because, the clients don't have to go downtown, they don't have to pay for parking, so, they're not paying their lawyers as much for that, so it's kind of a win-win for everybody financially.
But Stark says he has seen firsthand the emotional toll and stress the pandemic has put on his clients.
I've seen, and I know other lawyers have seen, is there's a lot more of substance abuse, either alcohol or drugs, depression, anxiety. I've been seeing that more frequently in my cases, and that's very unfortunate, and that's definitely a, very negative impact from COVID.
And as Shannon Vincent continues to go through her divorce, she agrees. People need to acknowledge their limitations.
Sometimes we fool ourselves. We think we can handle anything. We think we can do it all. And this isn't the time. I think going through something like this in the way the world is now, I think you need to reach out and you need support.
Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEZ News.